Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Past the Dochi. Is it past the Dochi on the left-hand side? Is that the Menudo? Past the Dochi on the left-hand side.
I'm more of a Grotalica girl myself, but the man has range. He has range. Thanks to our guests. We'll start with Mark Brody. Always nice to have him on our show. Mark, thank you.
Thank you, Layla and Marshall. Always a pleasure.
Thank you also to Cody Decker, who we love to have him on. It's nice to hear him and his energy and all the caffeine. And Trista Crick, kind of the same vibe. Congratulations again to Trista on her gig with NBC Sports. That's great news. Now we bring in, happy to see them both, Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. Hey, guys.
Hello.
What's happening, y'all?
I feel like I haven't seen you in a studio, the both of you, in a while, for different reasons, obviously, but it's nice to see you both.
Yeah, Lawrence was scheduled to take a vacation, and then I went and had lost a parent, and then all of a sudden there was nobody here. So thanks to Mark Grody, you did a ton of shows with Rami,
yes,
right? Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Midday Show, for allowing yourselves to lose Mark for a while.
Well, you know we're teammates, and Matt, I think anybody who talked to you for more than 5 minutes knows what joy your dad brought. So, you know, our condolences and appreciation
for
taking the time you need.
Yeah, you know, I really appreciate Mitch and Kevin Cassidy giving me that time and all of you guys doing it. It's like, it's a big one. This is a big one, you know, losing him. But I told these guys before, the last day of his life, we had a really good, efficient show meeting. And I went and had some lunch. And while I'm having lunch, I played New York Times Connections quiz. And one of the items made me think of my dad. And I called him on the last day of his life. I happened to call him because we had a good, efficient meeting. And I quizzed him and he nailed it. He nailed the quiz. And then I'm like, Dad, did you see who died? He's like, who? Because we used to do this all the time. I said, Jim Marshall. He said, Jim Marshall, Purple People Eaters? I said, yeah, defensive lineman. He said, he did something. It's like, well, he picked up a fumble and he ran. And my dad goes, wrong way, Marshall. I remember, wrong way, Marshall. Like, and he was feeling optimistic, sitting in the sun. Dude, we'd all sign up for 92.
Yeah.
Sharp as a freaking tack on the final day of his life with two great marriages and 13 grandkids. So dad went out on top.
Yeah, God willing.
And it kind of sucked that, like, the last day that I was here, Spiegs was supposed to meet my parents.
Dude, I was so bummed. I texted you. I was so bummed because your parents came for a surprise party for you. And I've never met your cute little dad, as you say.
He is adorable.
You met him?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we all did.
Come on.
Yes, they were both lovely human beings and exactly as I figured them to be. Classy, intelligent, interested, and interesting human beings.
Of course.
Mr. and Mrs. Holmes are wonderful.
Well, there's only one way to solve this.
Bring them back.
We just have to hang out with them again.
Bring them back.
Darn.
And I told Lawrence, like, let's put them on. Whichever one you think makes sense from a sports perspective. Because, like, my dad was a damn good radio guest.
Herb
was on a bunch.
You put your family to work. Herb was an AP.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Your dad's a
up
guest.
Up or down.
All right, that's fair.
Disinterested little Ruben. Yeah, I have to do this stupid thing.
And luckily, Christine is doing God's work as your scheduler. Or else you would have been out at Wrigley Field tomorrow instead of the day you're supposed to be there.
You know,
wait, you didn't know what day you were singing?
There's a team Matt Spiegel is what I am hearing in all of this.
It really is. It takes a village.
Wait, you didn't know what day you were singing? You forgot?
We had given the wrong day out?
Damn.
And because Christine's such a good wife and teammate,
yeah, she's like,
she was listening and she was like, no, that's not the day.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Next day.
Okay, one more for everybody who needs to know what day.
Wednesday. This Wednesday, I sing the national anthem.
The 18th.
Yeah.
The 18th.
Every day you just go there, shall I sing today? No, not today. Okay.
Well, I was there over the weekend doing pre and post. And, you know, like, you get the little one-sheeter that says who's singing the anthem. And on Saturday, it says Wayne Messmer. And I'm like, on Wednesday, that's going to say my name.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Can I frame it? Can you frame it?
To get that and frame it.
I do. Paul Zerang's going to grab it for me.
Okay, good.
Of course he is.
Are you hyped?
I'm just super hyped. Nervous, excited, thrilled. My guy Kurt Morrison from Tributosaurus on solo guitar. So it's going to be the two of us.
I heard that when you said that.
So it's going to be, he's going to be doing his Jimi Hendrix electric guitar thing. I'll be doing my Whitney Houston thing, and we'll meet somewhere in the middle.
That's so
sick. And if
one
of you messes up, just say, uh-oh, I'll make up for it now.
Yeah, that's Carl Lewis.
And will the Cubs be will that be the second win against Milwaukee in a row on the way to sweeping the Milwaukee Brewers? Is my math right?
Yeah,
the first game is tomorrow.
So wait, midday show got a win, but you had to go to extras to get it, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Against the Rockies.
Oh, that's when you guys sang the stretch. Yes. Yeah, so pressure's worried. On.
Pressure is on, sir.
I was terrified. I haven't said
and it's Wednesday
Hap.
With the kid on the mound? What's that? I get Kate Horton Wednesday?
The kid? Mizorowski.
Oh, you're talking about that kid. Mm-hmm. Nobody beats the Miz.
The Nobody. Kid.
Well, you better hope the Cubs beat him.
Wait, is he that good that we're calling him the kid?
The Miz, he
he's their kid.
Grody's Brewer's skepticism is the at kid. Eight
years. He is the current kid phenom.
Okay.
He
103.
His slider was 96, Grody.
He threw five
innings.
I've heard of him. I just didn't know. I thought we were actually, I was fearing that he was like the kid, like who I think is only designated for like a handful of players, like
Ted Williams. Ted Williams was
their
kid.
When I said the kid, I meant their kid.
Okay,
their young prospect.
Yeah, he didn't mean Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, I did not mean.
That's why I got all worked up.
Ken Griffey Jr. is pitching for the Brewers?
No.
He's more than likely pitching for the White Sox because they always get their man.
But Otani's pitching.
Yes, he is. Otani's pitching tonight.
How about that?
He's going to be an opener for the Dodgers tonight. Can you imagine that guy in the role that I think he ages into? Closer.
Yes, I can.
Imagine Otani playing the whole game as a DH
what a blast.
In the ninth. But a team would lose the DH, right?
They got the Otani rule now where you can kind of go. It doesn't matter anymore.
That's right.
It's literally the Shohei Otani rule. They made it for him.
I should know that. Thanks.
Show him the Otani rule.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't trying to upstage you.
I need you. I'm just saying I need you.
We can get Marshall on the premier baseball show.
Listen, man, it's on my bucket list to host Inside the Clubhouse.
What?
I'm joking. That was bad.
That was a snipe.
No. I love both Inside the Clubhouse and Hit and Run equally. I love Bruce and I love David and I love Matt Spiegel as well.
Bruce and I had so much fun at the ballpark the last couple of days. Like I got to work with Bruce, you know? I covered
what was that noise?
That was interesting.
I'm kidding. I love Bruce.
I went and recorded Council in the dugout on Saturday because Bruce was finishing up Inside the Clubhouse, so I covered for him, and then the next day he covered something for me. It's like, oh, you guys would love this. So Saturday during pregame, Council's sitting there, somebody asks a question, and then there's literally like 10 to 15 seconds of dead air. And Craig's looking around. He's like, if nobody has any questions, we can just call it. And somebody said, yeah, Bruce isn't here. We don't know what to do.
I like that.
That's the level of respect that nobody knows. Like, Bruce drives that bus.
You're right. He's the warm-up act.
Every market, whether you are in market 200 all the way up to whatever number you choose or network, we all know that there are certain guys who have the certain questions in these scenarios.
Yes. And everybody just kind of waits for them to either ask it or not. And then you get a read off that relationship with the manager as to what kind of mood he's in and what kind of path it's going to go down. Lawrence, you love being out in the field. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's like ABC News with Helen Thomas, right? She would always open up the presidential press conferences. When I was covering the Bears for the first few years, it was Brad Palmer, who everyone would sit Brad Palmer would have a cigar halfway out of his mouth.
Amazing.
And he would get the first question,
and
usually.
That, it like sets the template for how the thing is going to go.
At the University of Oklahoma with Bob Stoops, it was Al Erschbeck. Like, you just knew he's asking the first question.
You really read that when you're the visiting person. Like, if you're a sideline reporter and you're going to the opposing managers, and you get a, because you want to make sure that you're not overstepping. Like, all right, let's see, how does this work here?
The etiquette of it. Like, you need to watch it to see how it goes. And like, usually now, if step into a press conference as a talk show host, I will wait until other people have gotten their work done, and then I'll start asking questions later
when
on.
I do it the same, but when I'm there as pre and post, I'm working.
Yeah, you're the guy.
You got the cape on it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
At that point,
you know what I did on Saturday in the dugout for the first time ever? I took some bubble gum.
No, you didn't.
I did.
How many pieces?
I took one of three different flavors.
This is straight double bubble or what?
It was double bubble. Three different flavors of double bubble, three different colors.
Wait, there's different flavors of I don't think I knew that there were different flavors of double bubble.
Watch the next time they dump that on somebody instead of the water for a celebration.
Hap, they did that to Hap.
Did they give Hap the double bubble?
Yeah, they gave Hap the double bubble.
Yeah, there's multiple colors in there. But I was, who did, I think it was Jordan Bastion? Or who was, no, it was Jay... I forget Jay's last name. That's kind of bummer.
Jay, like he's on the Cubs beat?
Yeah.
Cohen?
Yes, Jay Cohen. Yeah. I like Jay Cohen.
Yeah,
big fan. But Jay said, oh, I'm going to grab some gum. You want some? I'm like, oh, okay, yes.
We can do that?
I didn't know we could do that. I didn't know.
It just depends on your level of comfort. No.
Layla's shaking her head. She doesn't feel comfortable.
I am looking at you in fear.
No, if the Cubs...
I will take gifts if they are offered, but I will not. And I'm not saying that there's any rules. It's just me personally. Layla, I don't know.
I know. Mm-hmm. I think it's, but that's the extra levels of comfort you start to build being there enough, I suppose.
I mean, spend time with teams every day, and like I would bring my own like towel to sit on and stuff, because I just am very like... anal retention.
I've seen a lot of national reporters like step over that line, and you go, oh my God. I've seen reporters at Bears training camp take Gatorade off
the cart.
That's
where I was going.
No,
Gatorade.
Oh, no, you don't do that.
No. During practice.
You don't do that. This is before any players were in there, but maybe I'm not. I don't know.
I think all the like the gum thing, I think, is not a big issue.
Do you feel like it's different, though, when it's not the bottles, but just the water and Gatorade just.
The cups.
No.
Okay.
If you have to walk onto the field, because this is what.
Oh, not on the
this
field.
This particular reporter did. I've also seen national reporters come in and just go into people's lockers.
Wait, what?
And just grab stuff. What? And I'm like, huh. That's interesting.
That's crazy.
That's getting me kicked out of a clubhouse. Yeah. I can't even imagine even putting my arm in the vicinity.
I sat there one day and I was like, wow, really just went right into his locker and just...
Wow. This is a football locker?
Yeah.
That's how you die.
Yeah, that's how we get...
That's a good way to go.
That's how we get kicked out of space.
Sign me up for that one, too.
What? That's crazy.
I just got a text from a prominent sideline person in town. His name rhymes with Connor McKnight.
Interesting.
He said, you took bubble gum? So Connor agrees with you, Layla.
I wouldn't take the bubble gum.
If I had to like peg Connor McKnight as a risk taker or a rule follower. Connor McKnight, man, come on.
Yeah, he's following the rules, and then he's going to go climb rocks. and here, just be lanky and here, handsome.
Here's the deal. There's so much gum in the world. Like, there's wow. just
they're not going to miss the gum.
There's just so
Double
much gum.
Pretty cheap.
So much gum. You can take the gum if here's, you're around enough. Now, Spiegel, I don't know if you're around enough.
Understood.
Honestly.
Understood.
But if you're like Connor, for instance.
Yes.
Is actually, does he travel? I don't know if he travels.
Yes. Yes, okay.
Yeah, they
does.
Travel.
So,
they
I
travel.
Don't know so, if he takes the same flight. So that's a different level as well.
He is.
Oh, yeah. No,
yes. Charter flights.
Title
nice.
Is not the
Never
right
go
word.
Hungry.
Well, Grody would know this because Grody traveled.
Yeah, yeah.
Grody traveled with the Cubs when they won a World Series.
I traveled once. Just right. once.
And I didn't do it at first, but once they started to get to know my face and understand.
Yeah. They started taking the double bubble?
I'm not reporting every single thing that is going on
yes.
or that is being seen, and I'm not like documenting everything. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Grody. Take a little piece of gum right there. Not two. Just take one.
What that always makes me think of is like the early days. The story goes that the Yankees beat writers back in the 20s or 30s were playing cards on the train, and Babe Ruth sprinted through the media car while they're playing cards, naked, followed by two different women who were also naked, and they all just sprinted through the car, and all the writers looked up. And then looked down and went right back to their card game. Nobody said a thing. Nobody wow. ever wrote a thing about it.
It feels like The Natural.
So I always... Did they recreate it, The Natural? They might have.
Yeah,
like,
they naked. Did.
Did they?
Not that exact.
But something like
yes.
it?
Yeah.
Because that was the legendary story that I read in old sports books. That like, as an example of how of what you're talking about, Groats, so you just don't report that
back
stuff.
Back when Mark right, Schott right. was alive, they had the keg and everything going in the press box. And you drink during the game, after the game, everything. Kegs in the press box.
Dang
That's
it.
Real.
Oh yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah,
but let's face it. I've had enough trouble talking. I don't need any more stuff to prevent me from talking.
There's
clearly.
Still some of that that still occasionally goes on. Sometimes friends of ours whose names rhyme with Terry Fosner, they might have perhaps brought something in that they are using while they're chomping on their cigar uh-huh. and writing their column for the Smaley Terrell that they used to work at.
I gotta tell you, your use of the rhyme bit and actually doing a rhyme is a twist. I was like, who's Terry Fosner? Who is that?
I am a habitual line stepper in pretty much everything, period. I'll talk. Do whatever.
You don't play by rules.
Except when I'm at my employer's behest, and then I'm by the book.
I think also the in baseball there's
Sorry.
Still. I think right. in baseball there's still also the gesture of trust, and it sounds silly, but offering gum from somebody with the organization, uh-huh. like staff, whatever, to an individual is a gesture of trust, and so because of that. I take it a little differently.
Sure, I get.
Okay, but
I just took it. I just was not.
I mean,
offered.
But you and I are in different places in the world.
Hold
and in
on,
life,
Layla.
Know?
Let me ask you a question. Last year, let's just say I'm not going to say who the player was on the Bears. Let's just say he was Yalen Johnson.
Interesting.
He
Soft J.
He brought Soft J. Exactly.
Genesis Cabrera.
Apparently, you just run. It's supposed to be wild.
Yes, so Yalen Johnson brought in...
He's Swedish, I remember him.
Yeah, yeah, Swedish, really good on the outside. But he brought in
heard
for
heard
us...
Heard of her.
Yeah, I love the Swedish chef. He brought in chicken wings for the media. He offered them to us.
I remember that.
Should we... There were people like Mark Potash, I'll name names, thought that
wow.
that was a conflict of interest.
Okay, this was
looked down upon us for accepting Yalen... Let's just say Yalen Johnson's... Buffalo wings.
So here was the line of demarcation for me. Number
yes.
one, like for example, working at a regional sports network is different from working at like NBC5 or working at
yeah,
ABC7.
A place that's like, more independent.
They tell you too. They tell you like what the conflicts of interest
oh,
are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like that's kind of set up front at times. So, and that's also different from working for say the Schmaley Schmerald or the Chicago Mun Times.
The Mun Times is great paper.
Great paper. Machado Mun Times.
Little paper that could.
I remember when Chicago used to have like four dailies.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
So
which one did Brent Musburger write for?
Chicago, did you say?
Yes.
The Defender.
I think it was the American.
I think depending on your respective role, that's how much you feel like you can accept. accept.
Would you have taken a buffalo wing from Yale and Janssen, though?
I believe this was a year where I was still at either The Score or NBC Sports Chicago. So, yes, in that role or that
role. Right, as a beat reporter. If you were me, if you were me.
Yes.
Yeah, because you were working for the rights holder at the time.
No, well, no, not even that. I think that you do that because that could end up being a really interesting story for your listener or your reader.
Well said. I think that's the answer.
But look, the line of ethics on that, everyone has their own.
Yes.
And trying to figure out where that line is. I actually don't have that big of a deal with Speaks taking a piece of gum.
That's why we do the company trainings, right? I don't think that is worth it. I think it's $200 as much you can accept as a gift.
Yeah, I'm late on that one.
Don't worry, you'll get another email.
I got three today.
Like Speaks did play-by-play. You know, I think that's a different deal.
I think so, but I'm following Jay Cohen. I got to say, that's all I was doing.
And Jay
you always follow Jay Cohen your whole career.
Who has Jay Cohen ever offended?
Nobody.
He's a great guy. He's a good guy. Good work.
Jay's a good man.
Yeah. Know your personnel. Yeah. And yes, in that case, I feel like you're in a good spot. Me being paranoid and terrified? Nah.
Nah.
But I picked up a lot of stuff from over the weekend at the ballpark that we got to share, Lawrence. Some stuff on the vibes of that team and the way that they can win without slug over the weekend.
Here's what we have planned for you today. Danny Parkins is going to join us at 3 o'clock.
Obviously.
And then at 4 o'clock, Tom Verducci is going to join us because we need to talk about the Rafael Devers deal.
It's a good day for Tom.
And I think it has really bad implications for the Cubs.
Tom Verducci on the left.
I like that. A little musical youth. Let's go. And Nick Friedel is going to be on because if you have a Tibbs story, you are obligated.
Let me tell you about Tibbs, Lars.
Wow. Very good, Friedel. Okay.
We're going in.
Limited, huh? Limited.
Limited is what we go for.
Tibbs.
I think we might have to bring that back for him at 5.
That's going to have to
bring.
We're going to bring that back. Best I could do on a moment's notice.
So we are going to also have a nice tribute to the great Herb Spiegel on the show today.
Nice.
And when we come back, we will talk about the Cubs winning without slug. That is after Lissagore Award winner Chris Tannehill's Open. Next, here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.